Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
If you found your place in the 10th chapter of John, we'll start about verse 11. If you will, let's stand and reverence and honor the reading of God's word this evening. Y'all do pray for us. A little bit nervous this evening, but I just want to be pleasing unto the Lord. Be mindful of the time and mindful of him this evening. We'll read John chapter number 10, verse number 11 says this: I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and have known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. I'm going to flip over to the book of Matthew chapter number 7. We'll remain standing. I'll start in verse number 15. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather fruits of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart me from me, you work. Ye that work iniquity. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you to just help us just for a little while. Bless our pastor this evening. He's out preaching out. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, come down and meet with them for just a little while. We ask you to meet with us just for a little while. No preaching be done unless you show up here tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I ask that you to hide us behind the cross to help bring forth the message that you've laid on our heart this evening. We love you and praise you. Thank you for all your many blessings. That's all it's going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated this evening. I got to thinking about, I heard a preacher read a couple of verses of scripture. It was actually Tuesday night, I believe, in the jail, and he mentioned this thought, and I thought, well, Lord, that's a really, really good thought. I'll preach that if you'll let me. So I think I've got his green light to go ahead, Brother Stan. So I'm going to preach this thought this evening with the help of the Lord. Beware the false prophets, stay close to the shepherd. So beware the false prophets this evening. Let's stay close to the shepherd. So I really got to thinking about that, because you know what? Back in verse number 12 right there, it says, but he is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. And over here, I'm going to be flipping back and forth between Matthew and John quite a bit. So just stay with me. It says, beware the false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. I got to think about those false prophets, and we'll start by way of introduction. They look real on the outside. They look real on the outside. The Bible says right there, beware the false prophets. Why? Because they come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. On the outside, they may look just like the sheep. If you'll have it that way, they may look just like you and I. I love you tonight. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings or make anybody mad, but I'm here to tell you, somebody could be sitting here tonight that's a sheep in wolf's clothing. The other way around, a wolf in sheep's clothing. Y'all pray for them. I told you, I'm about to get there, Brother Rodney. But understand what we're talking about tonight, that you know what? They look real on the outside. They look real on the outside. The Bible says that they're in sheep's clothing, so they look real. Number two, we'll try to move on hurriedly through the introduction, but I want you to understand, they might even live real on the outside. They might even live. What do you mean, preacher? Well, listen to this. The Bible says in Matthew 7, right there where you're at, verse number 20, wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in their name? They might be prophesying in his name tonight. Amen. Brother Stan, they might be prophesying. And it says, in thy name we have cast out devils. And in my name have they not done many wonderful works. So you know what? They might not only look real, they may be living real on the outside. But what's on the inside? Bible says, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in. I'm here to tell you, honey, we better be right with God tonight. If you're born again, we ought to shout the house down. I'm just here to tell you, honey, and maybe it's just me. Maybe it was just me, but it feels like everybody's a little bit tired this evening. Amen? Hey, and I'll get in trouble for saying this, talking about wolves in sheep's clothing. I'm not a Carolina fan. Don't get mad at me. Don't throw rocks at me. I ain't a Duke fan either, so don't get mad at me, okay? I'm a Wolfpack fan, amen? And so I'll probably get in trouble for saying that. Well, you a sheep. Now, you just said you a wolf. But understand, so I ain't excited about Carolina beating Duke like y'all are. I ain't excited. If both of them could have played and both of them lost, I'd been happy. I'm just being honest with you, amen. But you know what? Understand what we're talking about this evening. You know what? We need to understand, Brother Robert, that they look real on the outside. They might even live real on the outside. But number three, by way of introduction, let's be careful because they'll lead you wrong. They'll lead you wrong in the wrong way. Remington, come here just for a minute. I told him this was coming. He said, what do I need to be prepared to do? I said, just stand here. I just want to use him for an example. The Bible says, I will profess unto them. Verse 23, and then I'll profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. On the outside. Now, y'all look. Can y'all tell he's my son? So, we got a resemblance. He's going to be the good sheep. I'm going to be the sheep in wolf's clothing. Do y'all understand? We might look the part. I might look the part as he does. Guess what? I might even live outwardly the part that he lives. But I want you to get this. Tonight, when he leaves to go home, he's right where he needs to be with the Lord. I don't know the Lord, amen? I do know the Lord, so y'all don't panic. I'm just using this as an example. When he leaves tonight, he's going to leave the parking lot and go home to Pine Ridge. So if you need to get to Pine Ridge, follow him. You do know how to get home, right? Yes. Amen. Just making sure. But example we're using tonight is, if you follow me, I'm going to lead you in the wrong direction. Amen? Go ahead, brother. You can sit down. Take it this way. I'm not saying that you need to follow man, okay? We need to follow the leadership of the Lord. But understand, there's some sheep out there. There's some wolves in some sheep's clothing out there. That you know what? Satan would love no more than to drive a wedge between this side and this row and this side. Amen? Amen? Why? Because things is happening here. The church is growing. Things is happening. The church is doing stuff. We hear about announcements all the time. We've got activities going on. We've got things of the church going on. Can I just tell you right now, we need to be faithful to the things of the church. Amen? But you know what? I'm here to tell you, we need to come together in unity tonight. Unity and love with one another, because understand that's what it's going to take, Brother Stan. Because if we're not careful, if we're not real careful, children, I'm here to tell you that tonight we've got to be careful of those wolves, because they're out seeking. Satan's out seeking whom he can devour tonight. He'd love nothing more than for us to sit at home tonight. Amen. If you're sick and sit at home, please don't take offense to what I said. Understand what we're saying. But understand at the same time, he'd love for us to throw in the towel. Just quit. Just give up. We've seen it, Brother Stan. You taught Sunday school. You know what I'm talking about. Ain't nobody listening. Don't nobody hear a thing we got to say. I'm just going to quit. I ain't going to go back. Anybody ever been there? Have we been there? I preached like that before. Lord, I preached to you everything I got, and it goes to about right here, and that's as far as it'll go. Lord, you ask any preacher you know, ask the pastor, he'll tell you, preach his gallbladder out if you have it that way, and it feels like Robert, it goes to right here and flops. Amen? Amen? I'm here to tell you, so it happens to all of us. 2 Timothy 3:5 says this, they'll lead you the wrong way, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Amen. From such. That's the warning tonight. Turn away. We need to turn away. If there's no power about them, I'm not talking about, y'all got excited about the ball game. I know every one of you did, because I would have too if I really watched the ball game. But I'm just here to tell you tonight, we need to know it's not a put on show. Amen. Choir, when you get up here and sing, it ain't a show for each and every one of them out there. Amen. You know what it is? That's right back and singing for the glory of God, Brother Tim. Hey, when you get up here to sing, it don't matter if you can carry a tune in a bucket, carry that bucket with everything you got. Sing out with everything you got. I'm just here to tell you, if we'll do that, we'll come together in unity. You know what we'll do? We'll put differences aside and we'll have church. I'm here to tell you, you want to go to meeting, then let's go to meeting, amen. But Brother Jonathan ain't here. What better service to say, hey, guess what happened, Brother Jonathan? You left and we had a meeting. That didn't sound good, did it? Y'all tell him I said that after a while. You understand what I'm talking about? Can I ask you a question tonight? Are you holding it back? Is it you? Is it you tonight? The altar's open. We can give an altar call right now if you need to come to the altar and pray. We'll try to move on hurriedly, but I want you to understand something. Beware of the false prophets. Stay close to the shepherd. Stay close to the shepherd. We'll try to get on into the message tonight. But you know, and I know I've heard Brother Jonathan say this before, but how do you tell a counterfeit? How do they tell counterfeit money? You know what they do? They don't study. They need to know things about a counterfeit. You need to know the things about a counterfeit tonight. But you know how you really are going to know? You need to study the real thing. You know what they do? They put them in there with a room of $100 bills, and they go to studying the real $100 bill. So you know what? We need tonight, we need to study, Brother Stan. We need to know tonight that when somebody's up preaching, are they in the power of God? I'm here to tell you, hey, just because they don't shout, snot, and slobber, and run all over the place, don't mean the anointing of God ain't on them. You know what? I praise God when he lets me get a shout. I praise God when I don't get to stand still right here. I praise God for those opportunities. But you know what? We need to know about the real thing tonight. So with the help of the Lord tonight, let's focus our attention on staying close to the shepherd tonight. Yes, beware of the false prophets, but let's stay close to the shepherd tonight. How are we going to do that? I'm glad you asked. Before we go any further, I'm going to give you this definition. I read this about a shepherd. John 10:11 says this. Let me flip back over there and read that scripture. I am the good shepherd, giving his life for the sheep. If your Bible has red writing, that's red writing right there. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I studied a little bit on the shepherd last night and this evening and some, and it says the shepherd's a man employed in tending, feeding, and guarding the sheep in the pasture. You know what that means? The shepherd's up and about, moving around. I wrote this down. There's some duties of the shepherd. What do you mean, preacher? There's some duties of the shepherd. The flock's welfare. It's up to the shepherd to take care of the flock. The safety of the welfare. The safety and welfare of the flock. Sheep are animals that graze. They herding them to areas of good forage and keep a watchful eye out for poisonous plants. Amen? Poisonous plants. It says that they move the sheep to fresh range, Brother Stan, where there's good ground to feed upon. You know what else it says? It says that they take them out each day, and at the end of the day, they bring them back to bed down in the same place each night. You know what that means? He's about his business. Y'all know he's out taking us out in the green pasture, letting us eat. You know what? It's up to us to eat. Amen? It's up to us tonight to eat. We won't stay close to the sheep, to the shepherd tonight. We need to stay in his pasture. Amen? Amen. We'll try to move on tonight. But understand where we're coming from tonight, that he does that. Also, he's protecting from predators. You know what he's doing while he's circling the sheep, while he's bringing them to pasture and bringing them back? He's looking out. What's he looking for? He's looking out for predators. Amen. He's looking out for the wolves. Because he's coming, he's seeking whom he can devour. You know what's going to happen? If we get too far away, he's got to go over here and get this one. You know what else he's doing? If he's got him in a pasture, he may be out mending fences. So you know what? The shepherd's always working tonight. The shepherd's always working, protecting the health. I found this out. Y'all know that sheep are susceptible to diseases? May be bothered by insects. Shepherds are often responsible for minor injuries or basic medical treatment. Sounds like shepherds got a pretty good responsibility, don't it, Brother Stan? A pretty big job at hand. I read this. You know what else his job is? Shearing the flock. Sheep grow wool continuously to protect them from the weather. Wool is a natural product of the sheep's life cycle and the welfare Welfare of the sheep is improved by them being shorn every 12 months. Shearing keeps sheep cool in the warmer months and reduces risk of parasites, parasitic infestation, and disease. So can I just be honest with you right here? Be still when it's time to be sheared. Amen. Let the shepherd shear. You know why? Because it's good for us. Amen. Hey, it's a whole lot easier if we'll stand there and let him go ahead and shear. There's a reason for that. It'll keep us healthy. It'll keep us away from harm. Brother Stan, he's doing that to help us tonight. He may shear our coat off to help us, Brother Stan. There may be a parasite we don't know anything about, and he's protecting us from that. That's what we need to understand. So how are we going to do that? We need to stay close to the shepherd tonight. We need to stay close to the shepherd tonight. How are we going to do that? We get in there. Number one, know his presence. Know his presence. Verse number 14, John 10 and 14 says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. He knows me tonight. Do you know him tonight? Do you really? But does he know you? Amen. Do you know his presence? How are we going to know his presence? By hearing his voice. Amen. Hearing his voice. Verse number 16 says, and the other sheep I have which are not at this fold, them I also must bring, and they shall hear my voice. Romans 3 and 20 says this, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me tonight. So number one, let's know his presence. Number two, we'll try to move on hurriedly. Number two, we need to know his power. We need to know. Preacher, what do you mean? We need to know his power tonight. Hey, y'all know he's got power to take care of us? Hey, man, hey, do you know in the midnight hour when you can't take care of yourself, he can step in tonight? Hey, I'm here to tell you, how many of you could go on and on and on and say, I don't know how this situation worked out, but God took care of it. Brother Stan, I didn't see no way out, but God did. We need to know tonight his power. His power. Verse number 18 says this, no man taketh from me, but I lay it down myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This commandment I have received of my Father. Y'all know that's a picture of salvation right there. You know, guess what? He said on the cross, I wrote it down, I believe it's so. It's in John right here, just a few chapters old. It says, it is finished, and he gave up the ghost. He laid his life down, and I believe it was about 3 days after that. Y'all correct me if I'm wrong. I believe the tomb is still empty today, Brother Stan. See, you know what he did? He gave up the ghost. He laid down his life, and then he picked it back up again. You know why? For you. Amen. 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 For me, Brother Robert. Amen. I ought to be shouting ground tonight. I'm here to tell you, honey, he died for each and every one of us in here tonight. He died for the whole world, that the whole world might be saved. It's up to us tonight to stay close to the shepherd. Stay close to the shepherd tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus rose from the dead. I said that this morning. I know you've heard it before. You know what else he did? Not only did he rise from the dead, he left us a sign he's coming back. How you know that? Because we need to know his power. Know his power. You know what? The Bible says in the book of John, it says that his grave clothes was left, but his napkin was left folded. Y'all heard the preacher say, hey, in those times and customs of that day, hey, when he was done, he wadded it up and throwed it down. The master did. But guess what, honey? Guess what, Brother Stan? We need to know his power. We need to know that that napkin is still folded. He's coming back, y'all. He's coming back. Jesus is soon coming back. He's coming back. And it's not preached much anymore, but I'm here to tell you, honey, Jesus is coming back. Hey, hey, preacher, I've heard it all my life. Well, guess what, honey? It's closer today than it was yesterday. If time stands, it'll be closer tomorrow. You know, we need to stay close to the shepherd tonight. We need to stay close to the shepherd tonight. Number three, know his persistence. Know his persistence. Verse number 16, and I have other sheep which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. I looked that word up, persistence. The actor or fact of persisting. All right, that didn't help me a whole lot. I'm just being honest with you. So I looked up the definition of the word persist. It says to continue to do something in spite of opposition. How many of us are that persistent? Amen. We just come off visitation not too long ago. We go knock on the door. Nobody comes to the door. We run, go get back in the car before they got time to come and answer the door. Amen. I'm just being honest with it. Preacher, what do you mean? Been there, done that. Thank God for a good wife. She protected me from a dog while we was out on visitation. Just being honest with you. Was it a great old big dog? Well, I'd be lying if I said it was about this big. It was probably about this big. Just being honest. Big enough, brother. I wasn't persistent. I was ready to leave. We went, got out. My wife said, I believe I'll look. Her persistence. Amen. A couple of dogs here. I don't see no cars. There was three in the driveway. One was missing. I ain't home. She said, let's open the door. She's got a good sense about dogs, y'all, so I trust her with that. So she opened the door. She said, I believe they'd be all right. You know what? Both of them dogs come around there, Brother Stan. I said, hey, puppies, how are you? Reached down, petted them both, went to the door, knocked on the door, waited a minute, knocked on the door again. She said, they ain't home, so we'll leave a door hanging. I walked back to the car, reached out of the car, and got one to turn around, and that dog stood. And I said, hey, puppy, put my hand up here and went like that. It dropped down, snarled, and went arf, like that right there. What'd you do, preacher? I froze. My persistence was done. I told my wife I wasn't scared of that dog. I really wouldn't, but I did have a fear of knowing, now, if you bite me, how much trouble I'm going to get in right here. But that dog looked at me, Brother Stan, and I said, and my wonderful wife, she said, don't be afraid of it. Put your hand down. Walk over here to me. I'll protect you. That's what she said. What'd you do, preacher? I manned up. Put my hand down, walked right beside my wife. Fast as I could go. I did. So that dog ain't going to bother me. Watched it the whole time. No, we got ready to leave, and we was walking back to the car. They come back. That other one come back. I petted it. The other one still, every time they look at me, arf, it's just growling, bark, just like it was going to tire me up. Walked on to the car, and my wife said, come on, puppies, let him get in the car. Y'all come over here with me. So I get in the car. Now, you can ask her if I told it about right. She'll probably say, yeah, it's pretty close to about right. But now, see, in my mind, I was macho about it, Stan. That dog didn't scare me a bit. Now, if it had been about that big, I'd never get out of the car to start with. I don't know where we got off on that, but that's all right. Persistence. We need to know his persistence tonight. Continue to do something in spite of opposition. Matthew 18, 11 through 13 says this. For the Son of Man has come to save that which is lost. What think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them he has gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so, be that he find it, verily I say unto thee, he rejoiceth more of the sheep than the 99 which went not astray. I'm glad of the persistence of the Lord. What do you mean, preacher? Let me ask you a question. I want you to be real with me tonight. How many of y'all got saved first time he knocked on your heart's door? Well, got real quiet then, didn't it, Brother Stan? I didn't get one amen right there. Ain't you glad for some persistence? So ain't you glad that you... Ain't you glad that you know his persistence tonight? That you know what? Hey, he didn't give up when I turned him down that one time. He came back by me again, Brother Stan. He said, you're lost. You need a Savior. I'll save you. I'm glad, Brother Tim, for some persistence tonight. I'm glad the Lord didn't give up on me. I'm here to tell you, honey, guess what? Each and every one of you said you didn't get saved. Nobody jumped up and said, I got saved the first time. So I take it that every one of us in here, he had to come by a second time. Maybe a third, fourth, or fifth. I thank God for his persistence tonight. We need to know his persistence tonight. Number four, moving on. We almost done. Y'all stay with me. We need to know his protection. Know his protection. Verse number 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. For the sheep. I'm going to jump over to a very familiar Psalms. Psalms 23, very familiar scripture. Verse number 4 says this. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. For thou art with me, Brother Stan. Why? We need to know his protection. How are we going to know his protection? Stay close to the shepherd. Good. Amen. Stay close to the shepherd tonight. We need to know. We need to know his protection. Number five, we need to know his provisions tonight. Preacher, what do you mean? Glad you asked. Number two of the same verse, or the same passage of Scripture, Psalms 23, verse number 2 says, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Y'all notice something? That says green pastures. What the sheep eat? The green pastures. It didn't say a dried up pasture. Amen. It said a green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You know what the importance of that still water is for the sheep, Brother Matt? I got to studying on this. If that water is rushing, the sheep are afraid of it. They won't go drink out of it. Y'all know that? So he not only did he take care of the green pasture, but he put us by some still water. It's good. It's good to eat, Brother Stan. It's good to drink. He'll sustain us tonight. So we need to know his provisions tonight. Verse number 3, we can see his restoration. He says, he restoreth my soul. Hey, do you need to be restored tonight? Hey, stay close to the shepherd. The Bible says, he'll restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Number 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So he's our comfort tonight. You know what? I want to stop and read this right here. I wrote this down so I wouldn't forget. That rod and that staff, I studied that out just a little bit. That rod, most of the time, sometimes had a little like knot or something on top of it, maybe to use to help fend off enemies or fend off animals or something. But they had that old staff, that old shepherd's staff. Did you know what it said he did with that? Said he could reach in there in the briars. He could reach in there. Y'all ain't getting this. Hey, when you get down in the briars or the mire, if you'll have it that way, when you get down there, he can reach further down than I can ever reach up. I thank God that hey, every once in a while he'll come by and shear that old heavy coat off of us, Brother Robert. If we get down there where we can't get up by ourselves, he'll take that old, hey, he'll take that shepherd's rod, Brother Josh. He'll reach right down there where we'll get, and he'll pull us right up out of there. So I'm here to tell you, honey, we ought to be thanking God this evening for his provisions. Hey, he's a pretty good shepherd, you know what I mean? I don't think he's forgot anything. I mean, leave it up to me, I'd forget something. Amen? I'm being honest with you, sir. Let's stay close to the shepherd tonight. Last point, sis, will you come start playing? Thank you, sis. Tonight, we need to know. We need to know tonight. We need to know his presence. We need to know his power. We need to know his persistence. We need to know his protection. We need to know his provisions. But you know what else I like this, Brother Stan? We need to know his promise. We need to know his promise. What do you mean, preacher? Hold on, I'll tell you. The Bible says this, very familiar scripture. John chapter number 14 starts in verse number 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He's up there preparing right now. He's up there preparing. Y'all know that? I believe he's about to drive the last nail in, if you'll have it that way. I believe he's about to finish up. He's about to say, is it time to go get them? He's finishing them. Hey, the last board's being put up. The last of whatever it is that you let your mind go to heaven. Hey, there's some good things about that. But we need to know his promise tonight. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. The napkin's still folded. I will come again. He's coming back, Brother Stan. I wish we could get a hold of that tonight, that he's coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back. Hallelujah. He's coming back. Let's stay close to the shepherd tonight. Hey, if we'll stay close to the shepherd, I believe we'll catch a glimpse of him coming. You know what? It won't be a surprise to you. Amen. The Bible says if you knew if the thief was going to break in your house tonight, wouldn't you be there ready and watching? Amen. Hey, we ought to be watching. I believe it's just any day now. It's just around the corner. Hey, let's stay close to the shepherd. If we'll stay close to the shepherd, we'll be looking for him. Amen. We'll be looking for him tonight. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also, Brother Tim. there you may be also. He's coming back to take us home. Hallelujah. We ought to shout the house down. Brother Jonathan ought to stop what he's doing, where he's at, what's going on down there up on the hill. Hey, it's because he's coming back. Let's stay close to the shepherd tonight. He's coming back. He's getting ready to take us home, take us out of here. Are you ready? Are we ready tonight? Know his promise tonight. Let's all stand to our feet tonight.